Sex for One Club. This story is about a group of women who start a masturbation club. It's called the Sex for One Club, and the club for short. The club is a safe haven for submissive women who want more sex. Together, they face the realities of everyday insatiable sexual desire, and the beauty of a human lost in passionate self-pleasure. Members receive regular assignments to review sex toys, pick the ones they like, and record their recommendations before coming together in class for a little show and tell. They show off their sex toys while telling stories about their favorite orgasmic moments. As they conduct online research to select their sex toys, they get so sexually excited that they have a tendency to masturbate on the spot. They share these special moments with their friends in the form of audio recordings. Most of their stories are about self-pleasure, and some include mutual masturbation. But some take it a step further by recounting graphic sex scenes from romantic escapades with casual sex partners, too. One day, Francine, affectionately called Star by her secret lover, joined the club. I said she'd join the club, but she was kind of lured into it. She met a friend online who she really liked, and together they made a woman-centric positive decision to explore sexuality through socialized masturbation. Star lived the life of an everyday girl, but beneath the innocent exterior lay a sex-starved woman obsessed with NSA sex. She talked to her friends, and they all told her the same thing. No more casual sex. They told her to find other ways to burn off her sexual energy or her dreams for a normal relationship with the love of her life would be lost forever. She had to find another source for a holistic erotic experience. She found her source at the club. What happens at the club stays at the club, and she really liked her new exercise program. Star was a little bashful in class and tried to hide in the back of the room during the group masturbation sessions. Nobody really noticed she was around until she told the story in one of her product review recordings about a clandestine love affair she had with a close friend. She met her lover secretly at the W Hotel, where she spent hours on end satisfying her every sexual need. She played the exhibitionist, and her lover played the voyeur. She had gotten a kick out of showing off her sex toys while she watched from the sidelines quietly masturbating too. It was all make-believe, LOL. Star has a wild imagination and found an escape, an endless pleasure in her fantasy world. Telling stories and reaching multiple orgasms in mutual masturbation sessions ended up having a calming effect on Star's libido. Her sexual obsession, which she once viewed as an albatross around her neck, turned into one of her greatest assets as she spent more and more time reaching orgasms together with like-minded people. Eventually, she learned how to satisfy her desire for NSA sex with regular masturbation sessions with her friends at the club. When they couldn't get together in person, they recorded their masturbation exercises and shared audio clips for all to enjoy. She found her sweet spot. She loved playing the exhibitionist. She loved turning people on. It made her feel like a sex goddess sharing love with the world. But her transformation wasn't complete until she found another place to play the exhibitionist. She loved being the center of attention. It was something about pleasuring others while pleasuring herself that made her feel whole again. So she looked for sex-positive forums where she could upload her erotic experience for others to enjoy. She found a treasure trove of audio recordings on the club's website. As soon as she listened to her first audio file, she fell in love with the place. Not only did she get to hear other women masturbating, they welcomed her into their very special enclave of sex-positive women and encouraged her to upload her own recordings too. She became a regular contributor, sharing her intimate, orgasmic moments while satisfying her insatiable sexual needs. As she masturbates, she falls into a misty state of erotic euphoria, and her orgasms become even more intense over time. And as she floats into an ethereal world of wanton desire and self-pleasure, she accepts the life of a monogamous wife and lives happily ever after.